while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Monday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Minneapolis police are investigating after two separate shootings this past weekend. A petition supporting a school funding referendum is being presented to the Anoka-Hennepin School Board, and all across the Twin Cities this week, more than 10,000 people are volunteering for the Special Olympics. But first, state leaders are reacting to a new federal ruling that blocked multiple subpoenas from the Department of Justice targeting Minnesota. U.S. District Judge Patrick Schiltz ruled that the DOJ's January records request to local leaders over their alleged interference with Operation Metro Surge was unconstitutional and politically motivated. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says he's thankful for the ruling, but had sharp words for President Trump.
Time and time again, he has been without any guardrails when it comes to the law and the Constitution. And thank goodness for an independent judiciary with some integrity.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey also chiming in.
This kind of use of the Department of Justice is not okay.
The Justice Department must now decide whether to appeal the ruling. Minneapolis police are investigating after two separate shootings this past weekend.
Three men were injured, one of them critically, after a shooting overnight in northeast Minneapolis. Police say it happened at around 12:30 near Hennepin and University. Witnesses say they heard several rounds of gunfire and saw people running from the area. Officers arrived to find a man suffering a life-threatening gunshot wound. Shortly after, two other men showed up at HCMC, also with gunshot wounds that were not as serious. Then early Sunday morning, police were called to the 2100 block of Lindale on a report of shots fired. They found a person who had been shot, and that person was taken to HCMC, where he died. Police say another person was shot as well, but is expected to recover. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
New life for an old building in South Minneapolis. The old Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Campus has been purchased and is expected to become known as the iconic plaza.
The deal to purchase the 27-acre campus was closed last week, and already some retail outlets are finalizing leases. Dean DeVallis is CEO of Navarro Development.
And all these pieces pull together within this campus. So the idea is that this is now going to be drawn in as a part of Minneapolis. As before, it was sort of a private corporate campus. Now it's going to be part of the East Phillips neighborhood and integrated very much. So that's what's exciting.
How ready is the site? The existing kitchens are operational and there are 4,000 parking spaces. Some of the buildings will be converted into 1,250 housing units. In South Minneapolis, Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
MnDOT is giving the public an inside look at progress on their I-35E bridge construction project. The agency has installed a public-facing webcam to let commuters track near real-time traffic flow during the replacement of the aging Interstate 35E bridge over Shepherd Road. MnDOT spokesperson Kent Barnard.
The camera takes a photograph every 15 minutes, and then when the project's all done, we'll be able to turn that into a time-lapse video that shows the progress on that bridge.
He says crews recently built a temporary paved bypass to maintain four lanes of traffic during the project near downtown St. Paul, and that later this month, traffic is scheduled to shift onto the newly constructed bypass. The work on the bridge is scheduled to be finished in November. A petition with 3,000 signatures supporting a school funding referendum is being presented today to the Anoka-Hennepin School Board.
The folks who signed the petition want a referendum placed on the November ballot after the school board failed to do so. Leaders of the petition drive say Anoka-Hennepin administrators have cut more than $22 million from the district budget, resulting in the elimination of 275 positions. Those jobs include teachers, social workers, and other essential staff. There are plans for more cuts in the near future. Legal counsel for Anoka-Hennepin say only the school board can act on operating levies. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
More than 10,000 people are volunteering for the Special Olympics USA, which begins competition today and runs through Friday. Special Olympics CEO Christy Sovereign told Vanita Sakar on the WCCO Morning News that they're always in need of more help.
We have hospitality needs. We have needs with our healthy athletes, all the health screening that's taking place for the athletes. We've said there's something for everyone.
Sovereign says they've already filled about 20,000 work shifts for the week-long event. The sports competition takes place at the U of M and the National Sports Center in Blaine. If you're headed to the Twins game against the Dodgers tonight, the company that runs the concession stands is assuring fans it will be business as usual, despite a planned strike by workers.
Delaware North officials say there will be no disruption to concessions operations, and booths will be staffed with temporary workers, recent hires, nonprofit partners, managers, and other staff. In a statement, Delaware North says it continues to engage in contract negotiations with union members, and the company remains committed to reaching a fair agreement. The next bargaining session is scheduled for Tuesday, June 23rd, and a federal mediator has been requested to assist the process. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, it's a homecoming for a Minnesotan competing in the KPMG Women's PGA Championship at Hazeltine later this week.
Golf has taken Detroit Lakes native Kate Smith-Strowe far and away from Minnesota, but the state's impact on her career isn't lost.
The quality of courses we have and really the caliber of players, I think you go to any golf course in the state and there's a lot of low handicap players in our state. We're lucky to have a really good golf culture. And
she says the state's access to golf is unparalleled.
So many places kids and women and whoever feel really welcome to go out and play and try the sport. So it's a pretty special place to grow up and play golf in.
But there are still those questions about what it was like to climb the golf ranks as a Minnesotan.
The first question I get is, oh my gosh, how short was your season growing up?
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.